啊，愿大家平安。
Peace with everyone.
啊，我们最近读经的进度啊，读到诗篇。
So the Bible reading progression, we have arrived upon Psalms.
Yeah. 啊，今天跟大家一起来学习诗篇的十六篇。
And today I would like to learn with everyone chapter 16 of Psalms.
啊，诗篇的十六篇。
Psalms chapter 16.
啊，诗篇十六篇的第五节到结束啊，是在讲啊，做神的选民，我们的福分是什么？
And starting from verse 5 to the end of the chapter, it tells us as people of God, what is our inheritance?
啊，那第一节到第四节就是在提到，那要怎么样？啊，对神能够忠心，啊，这样我们才能够得到福分。
And from verse 1 to 4, it describes how we, what we can do to later receive this inheritance.
啊，我们知道，信主耶稣，最重要的目的是要得福气。
And we know that one of the important things about believing in Jesus is that we receive blessings.
啊，所以道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满，有恩典也有真理。
And although we are busy, Jesus came in flesh, bringing grace and truth.
啊，呀，啊，所以神要带给我们，借着耶稣带给我们充充满满的恩典跟真理。
And God wants to grant us through Jesus blessings and the truth.
那这个恩典有两部分。
And this grace has two parts.
啊，一部分是我们肉体上、物质上的需要啊，神可以啊提供。
One part is the physical needs that God can grant us.
啊，但是另外一方面啊，是在属灵上的。
And the other part is spiritual part.
啊，这是最宝贵的，是钱买不到的。
And this is the most precious part that cannot be bought with money.
啊，所以啊，今世富足的人啊，需要主耶稣啊；贫穷的人也需要主耶稣。
Therefore, the wealthy people needs Jesus, and the poor people needs Jesus.
因为他的福气不是钱买得到的。
Because what because God's blessings cannot be bought with money.
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
这里说神是我的产业。
Here it says, you are the portion of my inheritance.
啊，在这个世界上啊，如果人有很多的产业，我们就说他是有福气的。
In this world, if someone has a lot of inheritance, we say that he is very blessed.
啊，有产业就有很多的表现。
And with inheritance, you have a lot of performance.
也就是在物质上啊，他可以买有新房子、新车，到处去旅游，买他所喜爱的东西。
Meaning with inheritance, you can buy this person can buy whatever he or she wishes and travel.
啊，所以让人啊觉得说，哎，地上有产业真的是很好。
So many people realizes that inheritance is indeed a very great thing.
那这是第五节哈，神是我的产业。那这个产业带给我们什么好处？
So in verse 5, since it mentions that the Lord is my inheritance, but what does it bring us?
啊，这个好处就从第七节到十一节。
It is stated and explained in verse 7 to 11.
那我们先看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6 first. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
这个地方说，我的产业实在美好。
Here it says, Yes, I have a good inheritance.
啊，那什么叫做我的产业实在美好？
But what does having a good inheritance mean?
第六节说，说我的产业啊，坐落在佳美之处。
In verse 6 also says, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
啊，这个佳美之处啊，其实就是指着属灵的。
This pleasant places refers to something spiritual.
啊，我们常常发现这个世界看得见、摸得见，这个最实在的。
We know there are things in this world we can touch and see.
啊，但是如果我们认识的灵界的存在跟它的价值
，But once we get exposed to the existence of the spiritual part and its value,
我们就知道啊，灵界的福分啊，这是 更好的福分。
Then we would know that the spiritual blessings would be the better part.
神呼召亚伯拉罕出他的故乡乌尔。
After God guided Abraham out of his hometown,
乌尔。
Ur,
要给他一块牛奶鱼蜜之地。
And wants give him a land flowing with milk and honey.
那亚伯兰凭着信心就出去了。
So Abraham went out with faith.
他从来没有到过那一块地。
But he never landed in that place.
那一块地叫做牛奶鱼蜜。
And that place is a land with milk and honey.
奶就是丰盛，蜜就是甜美。
Milk is plentiful, honey is sweet.
所以那一块地是很丰盛、很甜美之地。
So that land is indeed plentiful and sweet.
就是迦南地。
And that is land of Canaan.
所以亚伯兰真的到迦南地。
So Abraham indeed has arrived at the land of Canaan.
那迦南地啊，一串葡萄两个人抬。
And the grapes from land of Canaan needs two people to carry it.
物产很丰富。
And the property, the produce are very plentiful.
所以活在那里确实是很丰盛，得神的祝福。
Therefore, living there is indeed very blessed.
但是圣经说希伯来书十一章说，亚伯兰到了迦南地之后，他却向往一个更美的家乡。
According to the Bible, after Abraham arrived at the land of Canaan, he was heading toward a better land.
那个更美的家乡是神所经营、神所建造的。
The more beautiful land it has been created by God.
那个就是天国。
And that is heaven.
是灵界的福气。
And that is a spiritual blessing.
所以当亚伯兰得到迦南地，他的心已经进到天国。
And once Abraham has arrived at the land of Canaan, his heart was already in heaven.
他的心已经进到最好的。
Because he has already received the best.
所以在第六节说我的产业坐落在佳美之处。如果神给我们的这个产业是指的地上，那没有信耶稣也有。
So in verse 6, saying, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. If this place is something of this world, that means even if we don't believe in Jesus, that place is still there for us.
没有信耶稣也有财富，没有信耶稣也有健康。
If we don't believe in Jesus, we still have wealth and health.
所以这个家实在美好，在佳美之处，这是说属灵的。
So this pleasant place is referring to something spiritual.
好，我们现在看第七节，请。
So now we'll look at verse 7. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me the night seasons.
这个地方说，我要称颂那指教我的神。
Here it says, I will bless the Lord who has given me the counsel, who has given me counsel.
因为神要给我们的那个产业太好了。
Because the inheritance that the Lord will give to us is indeed very great.
所以我们的心在夜间也警戒我们不要离开这个神。
Therefore, our hearts instruct us to not deviate.
好，那我们看第八节经读。
Let's look at verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
这个对象说，他在我的右边，我便不至于摇动。
Here it says, he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
这个摇动就是表示很不致摇动，就是很稳固。
So when you're not moved, you are stable.
如果我们看到一个人在走路摇摇摆摆的我们要拿拐杖，我们就知道他有可能会跌倒。
If we see a person walking wobbly with a cane looking like he's going to fall,
但是如果一个人走路的脚步很稳健，你就发现这个人不容易跌倒。
Compared to someone where his steps are very stable, he doesn't look like he's going to fall.
但是我们进到一个人的内心。
But when we look at a person's heart,
当一个人的内心很稳定，他就不怕外面的风浪。
When a person's heart is very stable, he would not fear the outside world's winds and trials.
比方说但以理。
For example, Daniel.
他被丢到狮子坑里面。
When he was thrown into the lion's pit.
其实他的心很稳固。
His heart was
不动摇。
His heart was very stable. He was not easily moved.
所以他丢到狮子坑里面，狮子也没有办法咬他。
So while he was in the lion's den, the lions could not bite him.
那为什么？
Why?
这里说，因为他在我的右边。
Because as stated in verse 8, he is at my right hand.
神在我们旁边呢，我们就很稳固。
When God is standing to the right of us, we are very stable.
所以我们很稳固，不是我们是什么。
We are very stable not because of who we are.
我们只是尘土。
We are but
风一吹就不晓得跑到哪里去了。
We are but dirt and dust, and when the wind blows, we don't know where we will go.
那我们很稳固，不会动摇，是因为神在我的右边。
But when we won't move, and when we are stable, is because God is at our right.
又好像约瑟，圣经说神与以色列同在。
And when the Bible mentions God's presence with somebody.
所以约瑟搬了很多的地方，搬家搬了很多地方。
When God was with Joseph, and he has moved many times.
从当时的迦南地搬到埃及地。
From the land of Canaan to the land of Egypt.
那这个很在他搬的过程哈，圣经说神与约瑟同在。
And during his many travels and many times moving, the Bible mentions God's presence with Joseph.
所以约瑟的命运就很稳固，不会被人的错误所摇动。
And therefore, Joseph was very stable, and he was not easily moved by other people.
有时候我们常常会烦恼我会不会被谁的错误改变我的命运？
And in our minds, we may often worry that other people may shift our luck.
如果有一个人说今天的我是因为谁谁谁谁的错误造成我今天的我。
If we believe or say that.Because of what other people did to us, that we are how we are today.
这是因为我们没有神同在。
That is because we don't have the presence of God with us.
如果我们有神同在。
If we do indeed have God's presence with us.
没有一个人能够改变我们的命运。
No one can change our fate.
圣经里面太多这样的例子。
And there are many examples present in the Bible.
甚至人的错误也能够成全神的旨意。
Men's faults can be renamed as can fulfill the gospel.
所以这个叫做万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。
All things work for good.
Yeah, 你只要爱神就神就跟我们同在，每一件事情到最后对我们都是好的。
And so if you love God, He will be with us, and things will run smoothly.
这里所以他在我右边，我不至于动摇。
He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved.
那神怎么会在我的右，在我跟我们同在呢？在我右边呢？
So why would God be at my right hand?
第八节，因为我将神摆在我面前。
Verse 8, because I have set the Lord always before me.
其实神很希望我们进到我们里面。
God wishes to enter into us.
所以雅各书说神赐给我们的灵是恋爱到嫉妒的。
And in the book of James, it mentions that God yearns for us with jealousy.
神的灵在我们里面爱我们爱到会嫉妒。
God's spirit within us, he loves us to the point that he would be jealous.
所以如果我们愿意把心打开来，常常把它清干净，然后多祷告神进来，那这个叫做把神摆在我面前。
So if we are willing to open our hearts and pray and be holy, we are inviting God to enter within us.
但是如果我们心不愿意打开来，
However, if we refuse to open our hearts,
或者我们的心里面是脏的，
or if our heart is dirty,
那神就进不来了。
Then God cannot enter into us.
所以我们就没有办法把神摆在我们面前了。
And therefore, we cannot set the Lord before us.
所以要体会到我们一生脚步走得很稳固不会被人改变我们的命运就是我们要把神摆在我们面前。
So in order for us to have a smooth life and be stable, we must set the Lord before us.
所以当神在我的右边，我不至于摇动，我们对周围的人就不会埋怨。
And when his right hand is beside me and I shall not be moved, I will not have any complaints toward other people.
所以我们看到约瑟对他的兄弟有一找不到一句埋怨的话。
And as we see with Joseph, he does not have a word of complaint to his brothers. Why?
啊，神在他的右边，他很稳固，所以他不需要埋怨他的哥哥啊。
Because God is at his right hand, and he shall not be moved, and therefore he does not need to complain about his brothers.
哦，啊，这个就是福气。
And this is a blessing.
那这个不是有钱你就有，也不是买保险你就有，也不是谁你的亲戚有什么有势力你就有，这个是神同在才有。
And this cannot be obtained by money or inheritance from your relatives, but only with God's presence.
那这种体验很实在，但是又很抽象。
This experience is very real and abstract.
你讲给人听，如果没有体验的，真的听不懂。
If you describe to someone who has not experienced this before, he would not understand.
那真的有体验的人，他就啊，你讲的很实在，因为我本身有这样的体验。
But if he has experienced what you describe, he will think that it is very real.
我们在职业上也是一样。
And same in our occupations.
如果神跟我们同在。
If God is with us,
你就不至于动摇啊。
Then we will not be moved.
啊，这个是很实在的，你的职业一定很稳固。
And this is very real, and your job should be very stable.
那即使这个职业没有，神再给你另外一个职业。
And if this job does not yield anything, God will give you another job.
是很稳固的。
And this is very stable.
啊，但是最重要是要把神摆在我面前。
And the important thing here is that I have set the Lord before me.
也就是常常求神的国跟神的义。
Which is always often asking for God's kingdom and will.
啊，所以说你发现走到哪里都不需要忧虑我们的工作。
And so wherever we walk, we will not fear for what our job is going to be.
不是我们是什么，是因为神在我右边，我不至于动摇。
Because it is not who we are, but God is at my right hand, and I will not be moved.
好，第九节。
Verse 9. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope.
这里讲我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐。
So here mentions my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices.
这是很难得的体验。
This is a very hard to obtain experience.
也就是我们能够真的活在神同在的那种喜乐当中。
Which is to say, this is living in God's presence provided happiness.
第八节，不至于动摇，就是平安。
Verse 8, if you're not easily moved, then you're living in peace.
任何环境都有平安。
In any given environment, you are experiencing peace.
那第九节，心里快乐，心灵喜乐，这个就是满足。
And in verse 9, being glad and rejoicing, this is meaning satisfaction.
然后第九节下半句，安然居住。
And the later part of the verse says, resting in hope.
Hope, 我充满着盼望。
Which is being filled in hope.
你想想看哦，一个人有平安，有满足，有盼望，那这样的人生何等的好。
And how good is a person if he has peace and satisfaction and hope?
有神同在就没有绝路。
If he has God, there would be no dead end.
因为神可以开一条路出来。
Because God can open a road.
但是如果我们再看一个人内心没有平安，怕这个怕那个，内心也不会满足，活着好像没有盼望，那这个人这样的人生是何等可怜啊。
If a person does not have peace or hope, then how pitiful is this person?
那这里讲安然居住，这个盼望最重要是什么？
And here, the hope mentioned here, what is the most important thing about it?
第十节。
Verse 10. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption.
我们跟没有信的人有很多的差别。
There are many differences between us and the non-believers.
但是到最后很多差别只剩下一个差别。
But in the end, there's only one standard.
我们有盼望，他没有盼望，就是这样而已。
Which is that we have hope, but they don't.
我们在年轻的时候都有很多人生的目标。
When we are young, we often have many goals for life.
那都退休了，目标都没有，都完成了。
But after retirement, we may have already accomplished these goals.
你到退休了，你再往前看，请问你的盼望是什么？
So after retirement, when you look into the future, what is your hope?
一个人很合理，头脑很聪明的人，就讲好死，这个是最大的福分。
If a clear-minded person would think that dying peacefully is the greatest blessing.
但这个也不是我们能控制的。
But that is something out of our control.
但是人生真的这么悲观吗？到最后只是最好死就好吗？
But is life really that vain? Being the greatest blessing being that you can die peacefully?
因为一般人不晓得死以后发生什么事情。
Because a lot of people don't know what happens after death.
所以就觉得说我只要活得快快乐乐，然后好死就结束了。
So they believe that if I can live happily in this life and die a peaceful death, I will be happy.
但是第四节告诉我们
，But in verse 10 it tells us,
你不将我的灵魂憋在阴间，就是表示有阴间了。
You will not leave my soul in Sheol, which means that there is a place named Sheol.
所以只有神才能够让我们灵魂不会下到阴间呢。
So only God will not leave us will not leave us our soul in Sheol.
那接下去也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
And He will not allow His Holy One to see corruption.
可见说，如果人没有信耶稣，到最后就是朽坏。
Which is to say, if someone does not believe in Jesus, then in the end they will see corruption.
那我们信主的人要安然居住，就是我的灵魂不是下去，我的灵魂要上去。
But as believers, we can know that our soul goes not down but up.
上去与神同在。
And when our spirit ascends, it will be with God.
然后我的肉体要改变成为灵体，荣耀的身体进到天国。
And my flesh will become something great, and it will enter heaven.
这是我们最大的盼望。
And this is our greatest hope.
所以人活着有平安、有满足、有盼望，这个真的是太宝贵的福分。
So if a person has peace and the ability to be satisfied and hope, then he will have a happy life.
好，我们再看十一节，请。
Let's look at verse 11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
这里讲你不将生命的道路指示我。
Here it says, you will show me in the path of life.
这个生命就指着永生。
This life is referring to eternal life.
所以主耶稣说，给我做见证，就是这个经这个圣经里面有永生。
And this Bible testifies of the eternal life.
所以神怎么把生命的道路指示我们，就是圣经。
So how God directs us toward this eternal life is through the Bible.
因此我们如果圣经懂了，照着圣经的话来生活，就有永生。
So if we know the Bible and follow the Bible, then we would get eternal life.
所以可见这个福分坐落在佳美之处，不是地上的。
And this blessing is not 佳美
在更好的地方不是地上。
It is of a greater place and not the ground.
所以在地上的产业并没有办法带给我们这一条生命的道路。
The riches of this earth cannot bring us this blessing.
好，我们看十一节下半句。
And we look at the later part of the verse 11.
在你面前有满足的喜乐。
In your presence is fullness of joy.
满足的喜乐，叫百分之百的喜乐。
Fullness of joy meaning 100% joy.
我们活着还不是为着喜乐吗？
When we live, is it not for joy?
这里说满足的喜乐。
And here it says fullness of joy.
这个满足的喜乐是在你的面前。
And this fullness of joy is in your presence.
在神的面前，我们的喜乐就可以满足。
In God's presence, our joy can be full.
有时候我们常常想，为什么我信耶稣，好像这个里面不会很喜乐？
Sometimes we think, why do I believe in Jesus? I'm not very happy inside.
因为我们还没有真的来到神面前。
Because we have not really come to God.
也就是说，我们跟神之间还有距离。
Which is to say, there is still distance between us and God.
如果我们已经在神的面前，
And if indeed we are in front of God,
像主耶稣说，神住在我里面，我住在神里面。
Just like Jesus says, God is within me, and I'm within God.
主耶稣说，我要叫我的喜乐存在你心里。
And Jesus says that He will have His joy within you.
叫你的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy may be full.
只有在主耶稣里面，在神里面，喜乐才可以满足。
So only in Jesus that your joy can be full.
那如果一个人在神面前喜乐满足，你就发现世界上啊，你已经不需要了。
And if your joy is full in the Lord, then you will find that in this world you have no need or want.
很多时候不是不可以啊，你不需要。
And many times it's not, you can't, but you don't need it, want it.
为什么需要赌博？你就不需要了。
Why would you gamble? You don't want it.
为什么需要去用毒药？
And why would you do drugs?
你已经不需要了。
You do not have any desire for it.
因为我们内心已经满足了。
Because you are satisfied.
满足了，你就不需要了。
And when you are satisfied, you have no wants.
为什么想要抽烟？
Why would you want to smoke?
如果信耶稣我不可以抽烟，这样也好了，反正我们敬畏神。
Once we believe in God, if yet we can't smoke, then that's good.
但是如果有一天我觉得我不需要，
but
那就自由了。
But if one day we believe that we do not need smoking anymore, then we will be set free.
那哪一天可以做到我不需要喝酒，我不需要抽烟，我不需要赌博？哪一天可以到这个呢？
And at what day can we achieve this this non-desire of smoking or drinking or gambling?
在你面前有满足的喜乐，我们已经在来到神的面前。
It's when we arrive at the presence of God.
所以这个就是我们在追求的。所以为什么要常常亲近神、祷告、读经、唱诗？
So this is what we pursue after. So why do we often read the Bible, sing hymns?
就是希望我们能够跟神越来越靠近。
It is so that we hope to become closer to God.
那越来越满足。
So that we can become more and more satisfied.
所以我们对这个世界就欲望越来越少。
And our wants in this world can decrease.
那这样不容易就不容易被魔鬼试探了。
And in this way, we can be less easily tempted by Satan.
十一节的下半句。
And the last part of verse 11.At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
这个地方说你右手有永远的福乐。
So here mentions your right hand are pleasures.
所以神是我的产业。
So the Lord is my inheritance.
是非常好的产业。
Very good inheritance.
非常宝贵。
Very precious.
那如果这样，我们对神要怎么来忠心？
And if so, what should we do?
Faithful, 对神的忠心啊，要怎么来对神忠心？
What should we do to be faithful to God?
如果今天我们一直在追求对神的忠心，我们这些福气体会就越来越清楚。
So as we pursue our faith to God, as we pursue to be more faithful to God.
我们现在看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
诗篇的十六篇第四节，请。
Psalms chapter 16, verse 4. Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips.
这个第四节说，以别的代替神的，他的愁苦必加增。
Here mentions their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
如果离开了真神，
if we leave the true God,
用另外一个来代替真神，
and replace another God with the true God,
从很短的时间可能我们有一些成就感，有一些快乐。
In a short period, we may experience joy if we replace true God.
但是到最后愁苦会增加。
But in the end, this will the joy will fade.
为什么？因为没有神就没有这些福分了。
And stars will multiply, and the blessings will
disappear. 什么能够代替真神?
So what can replace the true God?
哦，当然一个就是物质科的偶像。
Of course, there are the physical idols.
哦，但是我们一般哦，信主久了就不会，大部分了，不会再跑回去拜偶像。
But many of us, after believing God, we would not go back and worship idols.
但是另外一个可能就是，哦，我们把世界上人的追求、人生目标、理想，哦，来取代了神的地位。
But the other possibility for hastening after another God are our ambitions.
哦，所以有时候我们在看一些受洗过的信徒哦，他世界上很多理想，他把神当作第二啊，聚会他也觉得不需要，我就是要为世界打拼。我们在旁边看了，确实是，哦，非常的担心。
We may worry when we see a person who is does not put God first and think services are optional and keep fighting for what's in this world.
因为有可能钱多赚一点。
But even if we earn more,
房子大一点，
our houses are bigger,
车子开大好一点，
our cars are better.
但是你如果一直看下去。
But if we see, keep looking,
将来会发生很多问题。
In the future, there may be the arrival of many problems.
这个本人会发生问题，子女会发生问题。
We may have problems, or children may have problems.
因为一旦没有神，
because when we do not have God,
就没有平安，
then there would not be peace.
就没有满足，
there would not be satisfaction.
就没有依靠，
there would not be a place.
就没有力量，
there would not be power.
就没有盼望，
and there would not be hope.
所以以别的神来代替神，到最后愁苦一定增加。
So when we replace a true God with another God, or when we hasten after another God, our sorrows would be multiplied.
为着这个原因呢，所以我们一生要常常提醒我们自己。
So because of this, throughout our lives, we must remind ourselves.
我们看第四节的下半句。
The later part of verse 4, their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips.
这里说，交奠的血我不献上，也就是说在拜假神的献祭我不献。
Here it says, their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, which is saying that I will not offer to idols.
就是在生活当中，我不奉献任何一个给不是神的那个假神。
Which translates to, in our daily life, we will not offer to anything to the false gods.
那我的嘴唇也不提别神的名号。
And I will not take up their names on my lips.
如果有一个人讲啊，怎么可以赚大钱？
If a person ponders, how can I strike rich?
神如果要你赚大钱，你就赚大钱，一机会就一直来。
If God wants you to be rich, then you will be rich.
那如果神不让我们赚大钱，你头脑一直在想用赚大钱来取代神，到最后就离开，愁苦就会增加。
But if God does not, but if it is not God's will to make you rich, and as you keep striving to be more rich and you leave God, then your sorrows will be multiplied.
有时候地位也是这样啊。
And sometimes this is the same case with our
status. 你看但以理他有没有讲要做宰相？没有啊，神一直把他推上去啊。
If you look at Daniel, did Daniel aspire to be prime minister? No, God made him so.
约瑟有没有说从小我就要立志当宰相？没有啊。
And did Joseph have the same ambitions from his youth?
就是很意外，一直推到最后，他就变宰相啊。
No, but in the end, he did become the prime minister.
但是如果我们用自己的安排，我将来就当个大公司当老板做什么，一直去把这个取代的神，将来愁苦一定增加。
But if we replace if we replace God with how our detailed plan is to achieve our ambitions, and as we leave God because of that, then our sorrows would be multiplied.
所以这里讲我的嘴唇也不提别神的名号，连那一些我讲都不讲。什么发大财当什么什么什么世界上很出名，这个人讲我都不讲，这个神要就会发生，神不要我不需要追求。
And here when it says nor take up their names on my lips, that translates to I will not be ambitious to achieve fame or wealth, because I know that if God wills me, wills, then I will achieve so.
好, 我们看第二节,
so we look at verse 2. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
这里说, 你曾对我说, 我的好处不在你以外,
Here says, you are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
所以我们的心啊, 曾经对我们的主, 我们的神, 啊, 这个主就是主宰, 神是我的主宰, 神是我的主人, 我曾经对他说, 我的好处不在你以外。
And therefore, when we put God as our Lord, our goodness is nothing apart from Him.
也就是说, 离开神啊, 没有一件是好的。
Which is to say, when we leave God, there is nothing good.
所要追求的都是在神里面的。
And all that I want to pursue after is within God.
把神拿掉,
and without God,
世界上人认为好的都是不好的。
The things that this world believes to be good is not good.
世界上人认为好的会变成好是因为有神在里面。
And the good things of this world is because God made it good.
知识增加, 我们服侍神有很好的工具。
And if we increase our knowledge, we have a better tool to serve God.
钱财增加, 我们很有那个能力去爱神爱人。
And if we have wealth, then we have the power to love God and love God.
能力增加, 我们有能力来为神做很多事。
And if our power increases, we have the ability to do more things for God.
在神的下面, 一切世界上认为好的才是真的好。
Under God, what is seen as good in this world is truly good.
离开神就没有一件是好的。
But apart from God, nothing is good.
所以第一节结论。
Verse 1, Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust.
这里说, I trust, 我投靠你, 我把我自己交托给你。
Here it says, I put my trust in you.
这好像结婚啊。
Which is like a marriage.
你要找一个 丈夫啊, 你就等于把你的未来都trust给你的对配偶。
If you want to find a spouse, that means you are entrusting your future into your spouse.
但是有时候结了婚, 眼睛睁大才发现, 我找错人了, 这个是不能trust的。
And sometimes people after marriage realize that their spouse is not someone they can trust.
但是如果你找到神,
But if you find God,
我把我自己交托给人, 投靠他, 一定是对的。
If you rely on God and put your trust in Him, then this is right.
所以神啊, 求你保佑我。
And so God, please preserve me.
Preserve, 求神保守, 求神保守我的心, 保守我的信仰。
Preserve my heart and my faith.
我愿意帮我自己交托给你。
Because I put my trust in you.
那这样我们才能够把这个美好的产业一直持守到我们结束了我们这一条人生的道路。
And that is how we preserve our inheritance until our life's journey ends.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
449.
449.